We're going to talk about your health right now. We've got Dr. Claire and Tracy with us from North Lakes Community Clinic. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. And this is a timely subject today, talking about hydration, because for my son's birthday yesterday, we golfed 18 holes, my first exposure outside to a lot of sunshine, and I should have drank more water. I drank some, but it's very important when we get out there to stay hydrated, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right.
It's usually a lot more than what people think they should be drinking for water.
Yeah, yeah. So what should we be drinking, or what are some good tips to stay hydrated?
Yeah, so a great rule in general for just everyday consumption is half your body weight in ounces. So an example of that with some easy math, a 200-pound person, you cut 200 in half, that's 100. That 200-pound person should be drinking 100 ounces of water. Or if we have, you know, a 160-pound person, that person should be drinking 80 ounces of water. And that's just kind of your standard baseline. Obviously, if we're exercising vigorously, if we're doing yard work outside and sweating, we want to bump that up even more to combat that water that we're losing in that sweat.
Sure. So what are some signs if someone is not drinking enough water, or how does the body tell you that it doesn't like that? What does it yell at you about?
So pretty common would be some headaches. We're not recovering as well. At a cellular level, our cells just aren't functioning optimally. We usually don't see signs of that unless it's a little further, or we're quite dehydrated, or we're dehydrated for a long period of time. But really, if we want our cells and therefore our body to be functioning at its very best, we need to make sure that they're properly hydrated.
Now, what about someone who maybe hasn't, someone's listening right now and they say, I don't drink hardly any water at all. And all of a sudden now they start pumping 80, 90 ounces of water into their body per day. What can they expect? That fear of the unknown of what's the body going to do all of a sudden when it has all this water?
Yeah, well, your body's probably going to be a little surprised that it has all that water accessible. So you may be running to the bathroom more. To start until that body realizes, oh, I'm actually getting the proper amount of water and I can utilize it as needed. So there might be a little transitional period where your body's figuring out that you're actually hydrating properly.
Right. The way that you get water, some people say, well, I drink coffee and that's a lot of water in there. I drink soda, there's a lot of water in there. Does that count?
I would say no. So caffeine, the water in coffee kind of gets offset by the diuretic effect of the caffeine. So while there's plenty of water in the coffee, like you said, it also does make us have to go to the bathroom more frequently. So we want to be increasing our water intake. A nice little rule that I like to suggest is before you drink your morning coffee, try and get at least one full cup or even two cups of water in before you have your coffee.
All right. What does the old saying go? Water, there is no life without water, right? Isn't that what the, mm-hmm. or something like that anyway, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So hydrate when we're out and about doing stuff, and if your body's extra achy, or if you have headaches, if it's just not feeling right, usually a good chug of water is good. Now, what if somebody wakes up in the morning and they say, I'm going to drink all 80 ounces here in the first hour I'm awake? Should we be spacing this out during the day? Or?
Yep, yeah. So I would aim for about eight to 10 ounces per hour, especially putting a focus on hydrating in the beginning of the day. So on average, 8 ounces per hour. And then obviously whenever you're exercising or whenever you're outside and you're working up a sweat, we want to make sure that we're replenishing at that time as well.
Right. All right. Well, folks have any questions, they can always reach out to North Lakes Community Clinic at 715-762-2950. And give us for those who may be listening for the first time, Dr. Claire or Tracy, give us a quick outline of some of the services that are offered there at North Lakes, if you could.
For massage therapy is one that's offered. We work with chronic pain, acute pain, like hand numbness, tingling, headaches, and sinus issues. With all this pollen and allergies going around, a lot of people are coming in with chronic sinus complaints. We can help drain the sinuses and clear you up so that way you can breathe a little bit easier. On top of all our gardening that we're doing, the bending over and, you know, kind of straining the low back that we haven't strengthened over the winter because we didn't have any snow.
Yeah.
So that's one service that we offer. We also offer behavioral health and then
chiropractic, of course, so kind of same thing.
Yeah.
Acute, chronic, we cover it all.
Chiropractic care, yeah. Do you have a specific exercise that can solve my severe slice out on the golf course? Anything you can do for me there? Or?
Yeah, I don't know. We might have to work on that one in person.
Murphy, know anybody who's a good golfer, yeah. 762-2950 if they have any questions out at North Lakes Community Clinic. Dr. Claire and Tracy, thank you so much for the information this morning.
Of course. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you much. North Lakes Community Clinic. Yeah, drink some water. It's tough, isn't it? It's tough sometimes. You got to get a big old bottle or something and measure it out. And, you know, just you got to be a little proactive on that. But the body wants and needs water to stay healthy.